Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here Wednesday at 7 p.m. And thank you for taking the time to be a part of this hour. I pray that your day has been fruitful, it's been peaceful, and I pray also that the Lord will allow you to hear a word this evening that's going to help you along your amen. As we move forward, I'd like to inform you that we are an interactive ministry. If you have a question, you can ask that question. Also, we are Zoom. And if you would like to call and be a part of our Zoom number, our Zoom is 5-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And you would in Psalm 23, that's about an S, capital P-S-A-L-M 23, and that is the code to get on Zoom. For those of you who are listening by internet, the call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Amen. When you call in, if you have a question, just hit the number one. Amen. If the mic's not open, I just hit the number one, and there is a question sign that will come up at that time. But once that question mark comes up for you, amen. So, again, if you have a question, just hit the number one. And once you hit the number one, a question mark will come up, letting us know that you have a question. We will open it up. And then sometimes we have the mics open, and you can just go ahead and speak. Amen? So just so that you know how to go about that process. And lastly, if you'd like to listen to this message, you can go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again, and you can listen to this message or any one of the 500 or some other messages that are on there. But I truly pray that you be blessed this evening. Amen. And you go back and hear the message with your friend. Be a blessing to someone. Amen. And these days and times, it is good to be able to have a friend and someone that directs you out of the storm or whatever you may be going through. Amen. The word does exactly that. Right now, we're going to move on over into New Jersey. Sir Reginald Miles, who is speaking this evening, regular speaker for this evening. And I am going to turn over to him. The next voice that you hear would be him. Father, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. I pray, Lord, that you would open our ear gates, that we might be receptive to your word. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for this time. We thank you for the man of this hour. I pray that you would bless him in the name of Jesus. Pastor Miles.
Good day, Brother Moderator. How are you doing on today?
I am doing fine. Always good to see you as well as hear you.
Yeah, very good. Very good to see you and to have conversation with you as well. And to all of you who are on Zoom and all of you who are listening by way of the computer and by way of phone, I greet you all in the name of Jesus. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm excited on today. I'm excited about today's message, Bible study. I say Bible study because really that's what it's going to be today. Excuse me, and I'm excited about it. And the reason why I'm excited about it, we're gonna come with a little blast from the past. And some it may be familiar to some, but some may learn something new on today. And but it's actually going to piggyback a little bit off of what we had done last time we met about a month ago, 4 weeks ago. I want you to turn with me. This is not actually our scripture, but turn with me to Romans, the 14th chapter, to start our introduction, our foundation. Romans the 15th chapter, Romans 15, and we're going to read verse 4. As I said, we're going to give you a little bit of a blast from the past. That's Romans 15. And verse 4. Now, I read from the King James text. That's my go-to right there. And if I need anything as a backup, then I go to the Amplified. But outside of that, I really don't go to too many others. Romans 15, verse 4. For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that through patience, meaning endurance, and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. So during having patience and having comfort in the scriptures, us being comfortable in the scripture, us receiving what the word of God has to say to us, that we can have hope. In order for your faith to grab on to something, you have to have hope. But see, that hope starts with you. You have to hope. You have to have that hope so your faith has something to grab on to. Now, the part about the blast from the past, last time we talked about, there's basically two things that people go over in the Bible. I mean, go over this, don't want to touch it. That's genealogy, and that's the geography. Now, last time we talked about the genealogy, when we talked about Mary, we talked about the genealogy, we talked about Joseph, we talked about the genealogies listed in Luke, and we also touched on in Matthew. Those are the same genealogy, but one is Mary and one is Joseph. Now, if you want to go back to that teaching 4 weeks ago, it's a story inside genealogy. Now, we're going to get into something today to where we're actually going to get something different that I think you may not have known. So turn with me to Joshua, the book of Joshua. We're going to go to chapter 7. Joshua chapter 7, and we're going to be starting at verse 1. Now, for those of you who have been following for quite some time, you know I don't like to just read through scripture fast to prove that you can read or prove that I can read. But I want the words to actually marinate into your spirit, man, so that you can actually understand what's happening. Verse 1, but the children of Israel committed a trespass and the accursed thing. For Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Zebadi, the son of Zerai, of the tribe of Judah, took of the accursed thing, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against the children of Israel. And Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel, and spake unto them, saying, go up and view the country. And the men went up and viewed Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said unto him, let not all the people go up, but let 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and smite Ai, and make not all the people to labor thither, for they are but few. So they went thither up. So they went up thither to the people, about 3,000 men, and fled before the men of Ai. Verse 5. And the men of Ai smote them, and 6 men, for they chased them from before the gates unto Shibrim, and smote them in the going down, wherefore the heart of the people melted and became as water. And I want to use for a theme on this, be careful whom you devalue. Be careful whom you devalue. Now, when you get a chance, I really want you to read that whole 7th chapter of Joshua. I want you to read that whole 7th chapter because it's actually a story. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a story out of a story. And then out of the story that we've just read, we're going to get an example, a practical example of how we are to live and some things that we can use in our battles in life. If you're with me, let's get started. Achan, his name means troubler. And what this man had done was he was disobedient. He caused trouble in the camp because it says in verse 1 there was trouble. God was hot with Israel all because of one man. And he did and caused harm to many people, causing people to die in a war. Now, don't get me wrong. If when you read the whole story, you will see that they were supposed to go over there anyway. But we're taking a story out of a story. The reason why they were beat up the way they were because of this one man causing trouble in the camp. And not only that, when you really read the story, you will see that it caused Joshua, a very nice spiritual man, a military commander, a very good warrior, a very good fighter, to have to fall down because of what one man did. But you read the story, but that's not what we're going to concentrate on. We're going to be careful of whom you devalue. That's what we're going to go for out of verses 1 through 5. Well, let's go to verse 1. Let's take it step by step. It says, but the children of Israel committed a trespass and of a cursed thing. And it was Achan who did it. Now, do you remember last time when we had our genealogy? Here is some more genealogy. We're not going to go into detail of the names. We're just giving some idea and clarification of who he was. And what he did was, what did he do? It caused the Lord to be mad. It caused God to be hot with them, with the whole camp, because it was one man. So then we go on to verse 2. It may seem like all of a sudden now, this thing takes a total different turn. From verse 1 to verse 2. Like, we see verse 1, then like if you're watching the TV program, it may go to a commercial break. And you come with a whole new thought. So Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which was on the east side of Beth Aven, which was on the side of Beth Aven, on the east side of Bethel. And the men went out to go spy out the land. Well, what does that mean? By Joshua being a military commander, if you know anything about the military, I served 6 years and some change. There are things that's actually called cavalry scouts. And what cavalry scouts do is they actually travel on foot to spy on the enemy. So when he says that he sent them to go view the land, he actually sent them on foot to check out the terrain, check out the land, to see their equipment, to see their personnel, to see their location, to see their attitude about things, what they do at different times. So when they went and they came back, they said to him, they said, Joshua, chief, commander, there's nothing but a few of them there, as we see in verse 3. He says, there's nothing but a few of them there. He says, there's no need to take all of us. Now, if you know anything about Israel, they had a very big army. If you want to get some type of understanding about their military might, when you get a chance after this broadcast, go take a look at Joshua, the 4th chapter around verse 13. It'll give you some of the numbers of the soldiers that they had. And if you even want an even more in-depth study of it, go to Numbers chapter 26, where it talks about that army. Now, they went there, spied it out, said, we don't need to take all these soldiers. There's no way we need to take all of these soldiers to take care of this little bit of people. Well, be careful who you devalue. So we turn around and we look at the scripture. Now, if you read the story, not trying to overtalk it, Achan was the cause of them losing. But look at what the cavalry scouts had said who went to spy. No need to take all these people. Take 2,000 or 3,000. So what did they do? Instead of taking 2, they took 3,000. And time they came across the border, Ai got with them. 36 men gone just that fast. And then on top of that, what did he do? They made him retreat. Israel's not used to losing wars, but they lost that one. Be careful who you devalue. Read the rest of the story and you'll see what happened. Be careful whom you devalue. Now, can we put this to something that's happening in our today and our right now? I believe you can. Have you heard about, read about, saw on the news about the war in Ukraine? Ukraine versus Russia? Now, if you take a look and if you study that, military has always excited me ever since I was a little boy. Before the invasion started, Russia had 900,000 active military soldiers ready before the invasion. Ukraine only had about 196,000. So you take 900,000 soldiers, put them against 196,000 soldiers, just by numbers alone, who's going to win? But be careful whom you devalue. Now, if you take a look, Ukraine is really fighting and winning. This war has been going on for a year, 2 months, and about 3 weeks or so. Russia could have been taking this place, people out, but they devalued them in their military might. They played them to be wrong. Now what's happening is Russia is actually recruiting people now, doing a draft, trying to fight a war. Scripture is clear. It says, it's in one of the Gospels, what man will go to war without counting all the cost up? I will find that scripture later. What man will build a house, will start building a house, without sufficient to finish it? He devalued. Just on the natural, he devalued. But he thought he had the proper intelligence, and probably did. But be careful whom you devalue. I'm beating that into you for a reason. Because now, us as Christians, when we get attacked in our spirit. Don't devalue the enemy that's coming at you, because when that enemy's coming at you, that enemy is coming at you hard and in full force. You must have on your full armor of God. As Ephesians 6, I think, start around verse 10, you got to be fully equipped for battle. And the battle that you're actually going to be in is a spiritual battle, not a battle against flesh and blood. It's going to be a spiritual battle, and you have to be equipped. Now, I said to you, we're going to take a story. We're going to get a story out of a story, and then we're going to get an illustration of how we ought to work. Well, how are you going to bring that in, Pastor? Well, this is where I'm bringing it in right now. It's all in the genealogy. We're going to use, geography. We're going to use geography to show us how we ought to act. Well, where are you finding that at? Let's go to verse 2. Joshua chapter 7. Let's go verse number 2. This is a simple scripture, but it has so many nuggets and so much power in it. And Joshua sent men from Jericho, from where they at, from Jericho to Ai. Where is Ai? Beside Beth Aven, which is on the east side of Bethel. So let me give you an understanding. Let's go from your right to your left so you can get a visual about the map of where we're going with this. On your right-hand side is Jericho. Right to the next of Jericho is Beth-Aven. To the left of Beth-Aven is Ai. And to the left of Ai is Bethel. So if you're traveling east to west, you have Jericho, Beth-Aven, Ai, Bethel. Now watch this. This is where the geography is coming in and the name translations. We're sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth-Aven. Well, Beth-Aven actually means house of vanity or house of trouble or iniquity of trouble. Beth-Aven means house of vanity, house of trouble, or iniquity of trouble. Bethel actually means house of God. Bethel means house of God. Now, Ai actually means heap of ruins. Israel was going to attack a place that was heap of ruins. Nothing was there. Made them feel like they was nothing. So now, let's watch this. Your life may be in a heap of ruins right now. The enemy, illustration only, the enemy, Jericho, or the devil, not saying Jericho was the devil, I'm using it as an illustration only, is coming to attack you. Why? Because the enemy is devaluing you or trying to make you feel inferior to what he wants or he's trying to do, trying to overtake you. Now, you have two choices. You're in the middle. You are beside Beth-Aven and to the east side of Bethel. You can turn one of two ways. You can turn to Beth-Aven, house of iniquity, house of trouble, house of vanity, or you could turn to Bethel, which is the house of God. You Ai, you're already being attacked by Jericho. You got one or two places you can go, house of vanity or the house of God. Now remember, you're being attacked on a spiritual level because you have been devalued. Now, at the same person, at the same time, your same person or you being that person, don't devalue that enemy because you don't know what that enemy may have for you when it's time for battle. You just have to make ready because when you make ready, you don't have to get ready. So what are you going to do? You're in a heap of ruins. Are you going to turn to Beth-Aven? Or are you going to turn to Bethel, the house of God? I know I've given you quite a bit right now. Let me digress a little bit. Brother moderator, please open up the mics. Any questions, comments, or concerns?
All mics are open.
It's important to be ready and put on the whole armor of God before the enemy gets there. That's why, like you said, it's better to be ready than to have to make ready.
Does anyone have, is there another? Anyone has a question about anything that was said about Joshua 7, Jericho, AI, Beth Avon, Bethel.
This is Mother Ida. Just thank you for the service that you gave us, because I like to put on my whole armor for God. And I appreciate it and understand some of the things that you taught us about when you was even in the army. So God bless you. Keep on teaching and preaching and telling us what we need to know about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
God bless you. Amen.
Amen. And to apply the word of God to our lives. You know, that's very important.
We talked about, I brought up earlier, about counting the cost. What a man when you build a house without, make sure he has enough to finish it, or going to war, things of that nature. You can find that in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14, and you can start at verse 25 and read to the end of the chapter, which is good Bible reading. Now, when you read, I don't want you to be confused. I want to reemphasize this point. Inside of Joshua chapter 7 are basically three stories. The one that we talked about, how AI conquered. You're also going to see how AI gets defeated. And you're also going to see what happened to Achan, what went on there. I don't want you to think for 1 minute that I took the story and made it the way I wanted to make it. I just took a concept out, gave you word definitions so that you could apply a geography or geographical map area to your life to piggyback off of what we did last time when we did with genealogy. Because these are two areas in which people either get intimidated by or they find it boring and do not want to even look into it. Even myself sometimes, I'll come across it and I don't want to study it. I don't even want to look at it. But there are so many nuggets in there that you could dig out if you would just take the time to read and research. Is there another?
All mics are open. Amen.
Amen.
If one would understand that when Joshua did what he did, I truly believe that he was under the understanding that he was going to win. Not saying that he was cocky or anything of that nature, but to get into a little bit more of the chapter 7, one person can harm a whole camp. And then that one person has to be dealt with. Well, let's take that and apply it to verse number 2. There's one thing that could be what I like to call your besetting sin, that one thing that gives you the case of the I can't help it. That one thing could have you to be like AI in ruins. And that one thing on the inside of you or that's coming on you, you have a choice of which way you want to turn. You could turn to the house of vanity, or you could turn to the house of God.
House of God.
Turn to Bethel. So whenever you hear the word or the name Bethel in Scripture, please, if you're taking notes, write this down. Bethel means house of God.
House of God. Thank you.
When you hear Bethel, house of God. Not saying this person was in ruins, but I'm just watching, I was watching the media many years ago. There was a basketball player by the name of Allen Iverson, and they called him AI. And there were many times he was doing things, putting himself into ruins. For people who follow basketball, you know what I'm talking about. He would find himself doing stuff and find himself in ruins. And he had a choice. He could have turned to the house of God, but the more and more he got deeper and deeper, the more and more he turned to Bethel. The house of vanity. The mics are open. Now, I know the last two sessions I've given you a lot. And I have received a phone call from mother. She said, boy, you was deep. You was deep. But I just wanted to tackle and touch on these two things, the geography and the genealogy. My brothers and my sisters, when you see that in your Bible, when you see that in a daily devotion, when you see it come across your computer or you open up your Bible as that, don't be intimidated by it. Attack it. And see what nuggets you get out of it. Trust me, this didn't come to me overnight. But we have to do what the scripture says. And 2 Timothy, please turn with me. 2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun fame, profane and vain babbling, for they will increase unto the more ungodliness. If you don't study this, people can come up and tell you anything, and you'll be a gopher. Now, go come back over this. Go back on Blog Talk Radio. Research Bethaven. Research AI. Research Bethel. Read the whole chapter. Study and see what this preacher is saying is of the word. There's too many out here not preaching what's in here. And if you don't have some type of understanding of the geography or the genealogy, you won't know. And it's best to know for yourself. Many years ago, people would say, well, I'll just eat the meat and throw away the bone. Well, you don't know what bone is and what meat is if you don't study. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, for that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. But understand, you have to study, so when you're being attacked by your Jericho, and you are already AI in ruins, you know which way to go to. because there's a time in a time of trouble, what seems to be coming from the house of God may not seem to be the house of God, but it truly is. But you don't know that because you haven't studied. Submit yourself to prayer. So when you feel yourself in that down state, you know you could turn to one or two places.
Man.
House of prayer or Bethabara. So when you go across Joshua chapter 7, which is a pretty much very well-known scripture throughout Bible study, throughout churches. So when that gets preached again or taught, you may have a better understanding of the geography in that chapter. Brother Moderator, I'm not going to over-talk it. It's in your hands.
Are there any questions? I have the mics open. Any other questions? Well, Pastor Miles, if I have to make the idea of how you use it, you can turn one way or the other. AI was in trouble. And turn to
feedback.
In our lives, we take one, two directions. We can turn to God, and turn any other direction is going to be to trouble. It becomes a mess. So I like it in terms of what is your title? Why should you design in terms of how we look at situations, how we view that situation? Choose God, we are heading in the right direction. So, that in the direction of God that we're going to be. And if we go the other direction, then we're going to be weakened in the long run. So I like that. That's what, when you speaking, I was thinking about how we are in our lives. The direction of weakness, when we have situations that are changing, or tribulations, or whatever we may be going through, we have two different ways to either turn to the situation that is valuing us, or we can God, which is going to value our city, the long run, God, we know that we're going to be come whatever situation that we may be in. So as you were talking about that, that's what I was thinking about it. Like, Lord says either you are for me or for me. If you're against me, then in the long run, it's not going to be. If you are for me, to say that the battle is going to be already been won. So, some things that I picked up as you were sharing, the broken down and how, and that's the same way it is. Anyone else like to comment, anything that you would like to share that you received? I know came on late, was able to get the end of it. But we did, just so that we did come from Joshua 7:1-5. Joshua 7:1-5. Are there any questions that you may have for Pastor Miles? Anybody on Zoom, any questions that you may have?
My phone. my own family. I got 10 brothers now. Some of the, you know, in the family that people secret, and some of the things that went, it's like, well, I want you to talk about, well, it's more like, when I'm not applying it, is that what's going on, I felt like, but word of God was just a thing. Once my board said, there's no son, so after, before I went, God opened up my mind and got me. And I loved my son. Well, I was thinking about the things about adoption that, you know, maybe how do I generate that? About that not only by itself, but because you're thinking about not of God, and you know, but the difference about what it is when you spoke about back over the last six, thank you. Awesome. About where you want to go and where you're just put by right now.
You're muted, Pastor Miles.
I'm sorry, man.
He was talking, he's muted.
You have me muted on your end.
Okay, I'm sorry. I did, yeah, because I... Okay. All right. Now, well, thank you for that and bless your heart. But once again, like I said, not trying to over-talk it, not trying to beat a deadbeat horse. I want you to go back over this and also go back over last week. For I really want people to... it's been put in my heart, let me say it that way, it's been put in my heart and my spirit for people to study the whole Bible, not just the part that seems to come easy to you. Let's tackle that genealogy. Let's tackle that geography. Even just look up one area to find out where it's at. It'll open up more clarity for more spiritual concepts in the future. I promise you and I guarantee it. That is the reason why I came this way, this time, and last time. The Lord had placed it in my spirit so deeply. Because if I have, I believe, since there's nothing new under the sun, if that's on me, it's on somebody else, and somebody else's spirit can get a deeper understanding.
Amen.
Amen. Is there another?
Amen. Well said, sir. Thank you.
Man, we have a quiet thing. It's always what my always words just when it's quiet, that means that people are feeding on, you know, that they're feeding, you know, it's good, and they're trying to digest it, you know. So thanks for those who are on coming on this evening, and going to our talk radio tape, and we can begin again, and you can listen to something. Or if you came on late, if you'd like to gather some more information, go into Blog Talk Radio, type in We Can Begin and can listen to message, even share it with a friend. Amen. Pastor Miles, would you like to...
Can you hear me? Because you were actually breaking up on my end.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's probably because I had your mic on. I unmuted. Go ahead, sir.
Okay. I want to share this with you as well. In conjunction with this, the Lord has been dealing with me, and I'm starting a new series. Can you hear me, Brother Moderator? Because I see your face.
Yes.
I'm getting ready to start a new series on Sunday dealing with spiritual battle and spiritual warfare. And this is part of it, as well as putting on the whole arm of God. If you want to start with that study, you can send me a request on Facebook. It's Reginald C. A. Miles. That's Reginald, R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D, C. dot A. dot Miles, M-I-L-E-S. I'm standing in the pulpit with the blue suit on. That's me. And submit friend requests because we're starting that Sunday. And this will go in very good with the conjunction of what today is and what we're going through. That's going to be on spiritual warfare, and we're going to get deep down into the scriptures. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us prepare to depart. Are all hearts and minds clear at this hour? Any other questions, comments, or concerns? Oh, just one more thing. If there's someone on the line who does not know Christ for themselves and wants to know better of that of which we talked about, you have a mind science of what was said, but you want a more deeper, in-depth study, deeper in-depth knowledge of Christ, and you want to accept him as your Lord and Savior, all you have to do is press the number 1. On your telephone, it will register with this ministry, and we will get in contact with you. Not necessarily that you have to be a part of the ministry. It's just that your soul salvation is at stake here. All you have to do is press the number 1, and it will register with us, and we will reach back out to you within the hour. Is there one at this time? Okay, let us go ahead and let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come to you, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, we thank you for all that which was done, all that which was said. Lord, let the word seep deep down within inside of us. Let us eat it up, digest it, and live it out. Lord, for we know that we cannot do anything without you leading us. You lead us, Father, we know we'll be well led. Teach us, and we know we'll be well taught. Now unto him that has the power to establish you according to the gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, keep your mind, will, imagination, intellect, and emotions pure before him and be faultless. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, abide in each and every one of us, now, hence, and forever. And the church said, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good luck to God.
Life that I had planned stole my joy and left. I face the dawn.